Hello, friends. Welcome to the Seed Pod for Kids. Thank you for joining me today as we spend time with our friend Jesus. Spending time with Jesus is the best way to start your day. Let's begin our time together praising Him. Listen to these words. All to Jesus I surrender. Lord, I give myself to Thee. Fill me with Thy love and power. Let Thy blessing fall on me. Judson Van Deventer was really struggling with God's call to be an evangelist, but he finally surrendered, and as you can see from these words that he wrote, he realized that God's blessing would fall on him as he gave himself to God. Glad you're back with me today. We are continuing the story about Paul and how he is on his way to Rome. Now, was he on his way to Rome, a free man to be able to do whatever he wanted and speak wherever he wanted to speak? Or was he a prisoner? You're right. He was a prisoner. He was going to see Emperor Nero, and the emperor would decide his case. Wow. There wasn't a lot of excitement about that because Emperor Nero hated Christians. He hated them, and I know that's a very strong word, but that's how he felt about Christians. He could not stand them. In fact, we'll find out a little later what he ended up doing to hurt the Christians and the church there in Rome. But before we get started and continue our story about Paul, let's bow our heads in prayer. Lord, come into our hearts. Help us to have your Spirit within us so that we can not just read what we're going to go over today, but that we can understand, and that it can change us. We want to be changed, Lord. Thank you. Amen. The soldiers and the prisoners had waited a whole week while Paul visited with the Christians in the place where they had left the ship. When the week was over, they started the long, tiresome walk to Rome. Do you remember how far it was? We talked about it last time. 140 miles. Well, they made their way through the crowds along the way, and they made quite the sight, quite the spectacle, because remember, here they are, prisoners who are chained together. People made fun of the old gray-headed man, chained like the other prisoners. But you know what? Some people, as they were walking through those crowds, some people in the crowds recognized him and called out, "Paul! Paul!" And they rushed to him. They were so happy to see him. Often there were tears in their eyes, and they acted like they had found a long-lost father. I've read many stories about people who have not been able to stay in touch with their birth fathers. They lost track over the years. Maybe their mom didn't want them to know. And when they become an adult, then they start that search looking for their father. There's these big questions. What does he look like? What does he act like? Do I look like him? Does my mannerisms, do they go with what he has? And people have these questions. And when they find their father, sometimes they're disappointed, but other times they're so happy because it's almost like this missing piece in their lives is filled. These people who Paul had brought to the faith, they saw him as he was walking in those chains down the road, and they were so happy. It was like they had found their long-lost father. The company of soldiers and the prisoners stopped as those people hugged Paul, and they kissed him, and they eagerly talked with him. They were so excited. There were Christians who had come to Italy from different places where Paul had started churches. When they heard that he had landed in Italy, they came to meet him. They were so happy to see him again. They would gladly have carried him on their shoulders the rest of the way to Rome. Seeing those dear Christians gave Paul courage. It was because he had taught them about Jesus that they had become Christians. And you know what? He knew that Jesus was still with him, even though he was a prisoner now. Have you ever been in a situation where you kind of feel lonely or maybe even a little lost, but when you see someone who's familiar, it just makes it feel like home. It makes you happy again. That's probably how Paul was feeling, seeing all of these people who he had led to Christ helped him to bring joy to his heart. When they got to Rome, Julius delivered all the prisoners to the captain of the guard. He also delivered the letter from Festus, and he gave a good report about Paul. Let's see what happened after that in Acts chapter 28, verse 16. We're going to look that up. We looked up Acts chapter 28, verse 13 and 14 last time. Now we're going to read Acts chapter 28 and verse 16. All right? Acts chapter 28, verse 16. The chapters are those big numbers. After you get to the book of Acts, look for chapter 28. It's at the very end because it's the last chapter in the book of Acts. And then you're going to look down for the little numbers, those verses, verse 16. We're going to read that together. Here's what it says.
Now when we came to Rome, the centurion delivered the prisoners to the captain of the guard. But Paul was permitted to dwell by himself with the soldier who guarded him.
So where was Paul kept? He was kept by himself. Was it in like a dungeon or was it in solitary confinement? No. He was able to dwell by himself with the soldier who guarded him. So it's like he had a room or an apartment or some place where it wasn't like he was a super dangerous criminal or anything. They allowed him to stay with the guard. Even though he was chained to that guard all the time, did Jesus make it possible for Paul to still be a missionary for him? Well, we're going to find out more of his experiences there in Rome and how even though he was chained, he was still able to witness for Jesus. You know, I think of Paul as he was traveling to Rome, and when he would see those friendly faces and the familiar faces, it reminds me of canvassing or colportering. When I was a teenager, I would go door-to-door selling Christian books, and it was hot out there, but it was such a blessing because you would meet people who wanted to know more about Jesus, but maybe they didn't have the tools or they didn't know how, and you were able to share books with them, and they saw that, and they were able to learn about Jesus and give their hearts to him. But, you know, it can be kind of lonely out there, and you can sometimes get a little discouraged. But it was so wonderful when you would knock on a door and say, "Hi, my name is Katie. We're students working on a scholarship project. Instead of junk food, we have something more lasting. I'll let you take a look." And then you show them the book, and the person goes, "Oh, I'm an Adventist, too." They recognize the book. And you go, "Oh, really?" It's like a long-lost father. It's like a long-lost friend. It's like somebody that you never knew, but you instantly have this connection because you're part of this same big church. That's how Paul was feeling. He had joy in his heart when these people would come up to him. And he was able to share God's message with them and encourage them and also with some others. I'm glad Jesus gave him all those opportunities, aren't you? We get to read about it and learn about it, and that helps us to be brave and to Be like Paul when we're faced with similar circumstances. Let's go ahead and bow our heads in prayer to close. Lord, thank you for your love. We are so grateful that you were with Paul, that you helped him, that even though he was there in Rome in chains, not what he was expecting, and probably not very fun, you were still with him, and you still helped him. Help us to be able to spread your message of love for others. Amen. Matthew 6:14. And dads, have your kids been enjoying the Seed Pod? Oh, we love putting these programs together for you, and we're praying that it is a huge blessing in your home. Although this program is free, there are still expenses and costs to recording and producing them. We are asking if you would prayerfully consider financially supporting our ministry, Starting with Jesus. If you would like to make a one-time donation, or if you would consider partnering with us through ongoing monthly support, we would be eternally grateful. Either way, you can make a tax-deductible donation on our website, startingwithjesus.com/donation. That's startingwithjesus.com/donation. You can help us encourage our young ones to start each and every day with Jesus.
Bible story material used in today's devotional podcast has been used with permission from My Bible First. If you would like your own copy, please visit My Bible First at www.mybiblefirst.org or call 877-242-5317. For more information about this program and others like it, check out the description below.